Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is JP Sears from AwakenWithJP.com.
Hey, this is Ryan Stuman, best-selling author of Elevator to the Top.
Hey, this is Billy Jean from Billy Jean is Marketing.
And if you want to be as woke as I am,
if you want to go to the top,
if you want to learn how to be memorable in your relationship,
you should be listening to Build Your Network.
Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
With the homie, Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey there, welcome back to another compilation episode here on the Build Your Network podcast. We are currently in the middle of a series about mentorship and masterminds, and I cannot wait to share all of the golden nuggets in today's episode with you all. But first, you hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show, especially in this segment. If this is a new term to you, or you've always kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is or what it does or why you should join one or how much they are, where you can find them, all those different types of details, you are definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. It is everything you need to know about masterminds in just 6 short lessons. It's 100% free, so there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to freemmcourse.com/enroll, freemmcourse.com/enroll to grab that course. It's totally free and start that today. Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode here on the Build Your Network podcast. Today is Who or What, part number 3 with JP Sears, Ryan Stuman, and Billy Jean. As most of you know, the question that I ask every single person that comes on this show is who you know or what you know, and why do you think that? Which one's more important? Why do you think that? So this series, which is now in part 3, is going to be a long one because after over 200 guests that have come on the show, there's quite a bit of content to go through, but I promise you it'll all be worth it. Today, we're featuring JP Sears, Ryan Stuman, and Billy Jean. So JP is a comedy and YouTube legend whose videos have been viewed hundreds of millions of times on Facebook and YouTube. And man, he's just all around great guy. And we have a fantastic time on the show, just kind of chatting about these kinds of things. Then we bring on Ryan Stuman, who is the founder of Hardcore Closer and the entire brand associated with that. And he's got a Facebook group of like 75,000 people that's called Sales Talk with Sales Pros. But he's also just a genius online marketer, runs an 8-figure company out of Dallas, Texas. Super, super cool guy and full of knowledge. And we have this conversation as well. And then Billy Jean, who also runs an 8-figure marketing company just out of San Diego, California. And this guy has been seen more on the internet than just about anybody that I know, with all of his crazy video ad campaigns that he puts together. The guy is a genius marketer, which is evidenced by his brand Genius Marketers, where he teaches people how to be better marketers. So with JP, Ryan, and Billy, there's a lot of fantastic content to go through in this episode. But really quickly, first, before we get into that, you listen to the show for a reason. However you heard about it, wherever you found it, something about the title Build Your Network resonated with you, which means that you're like me. You realize that the single most important factor that contributes to your success is your network. Well, after years of learning, growing, testing, implementing, I'm finally putting together an all-encompassing online training called Explode Your Network. It's my complete framework that's guaranteed to exponentially grow your connections, level up your inner circle, and shorten your runway to success without annoying all of your contacts or printing a single business card. Look, this is literally everything that I know about networking and connection all in one place. And I'm currently looking for a test group of about 30 people to get in at half price before it launches in May. So if any piece of content that I've ever released has added value to you at all, then please stop procrastinating, take control of your success, and head over to travischappell.com/explode to start investing into what we both know to be the most important aspect of your career. And now, without any further ado, here is Who or What Part Number 3 with JP Sears, Ryan Stuman, and Billy Jean. Do you believe, JP, that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
Yeah, I think the who has become incredibly just apparent to me lately, especially like when I'm taking on projects that I don't know how to do, like parts that aren't in my genius. I really believe it should be a question of who, not how. And, you know, is what or who more important? I think the answer is somehow yes. They're both super important for. So, yeah, I've had the chance the past few years to become connected and, you know, grow my network to include some really, really heavy hitters. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference to me. Like one, even if we don't have like some kind of project we're working on together, just like the up-leveling that comes from being around people who are living in a more unlimited way than I used to do, like, man, that's an upgrade right there. But yeah, let alone like when we get into a project together, like, wow, okay, this is awesome.
Right. This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match, and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Right. Just being around those conversations of
people that are just in a different bracket of thinking, it just is so transformative to the way that you think about things and the way that you view things. So I love that you said the up leveling, because that's a phrase that I use a lot, because it is what it does. You know, just being around people who are on a different level requires you to either get on their level or go get new friends, you know?
For sure. And witnessing conversations and experiences and people executing things where it's like, wow, you know, you forgot to throw all the limiting beliefs into that conversation. And I guess because you forgot that, you're doing something big,
right,
in an unrestricted way. So watching how people actually don't screw up their lives when they forget to include the limiting thinking.
Right. Yeah. That's incredible. Tell us about a time, a specific time that you can remember, JP, that a connection in your life led to a big moment of success for you.
Yeah, well, I love that. There's a lot. A particular one, there's an organization that I had done, a handful of speaking gigs for. They have these events and they bring me out to be a speaker, and it was awesome. And the point person, I had just developed a friendship with her. She'd pick me up from airports, take me to my place I'm staying. So after a few conversations, you know, we have a friendship. And you know, and along the way, I learned she used to work for Tony Robbins. It's like, okay, cool. Sounds like a great experience. But then when I had a book coming out, I realized, well, I would love to have Tony Robbins endorse it for me. And I had gotten wind that he's been showing some of my videos on stage during some of his events. So, you know, having this lady in my network was amazing. She made the introduction to Tony's EA. And anyway, he was very happy to give me a book endorsement. In fact, he invited me to be his guest at one of his events, which was amazing. That was a life-changing experience unto itself.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Which event did you get to go to?
It was the Unleash the Power Within event.
Okay. That's awesome, man. That's such a great connection. I think that also brings in the whole what you know aspect too, because you obviously had some credibility with Tony for him to be able to endorse the book. So that's an interesting story, because it definitely brings us the connection, but it also brought us the whole like, hey, like if you're not good at what you do, then typically you're not going to be able to capitalize on the opportunities you may have based on the people in your network.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that. When I look at, call it people who are approaching me to get into my network, or maybe, you know, and on the other hand, when I'm approaching someone else, the most meaningful factor, in my opinion, is what you've done. And it's like there's a mutual respect there, where it's kind of like when I'm able to show value that I've created, people just like welcome me right into their network. And when I have someone, even though their field might be super unrelated, but I see why, like you're doing something big, like at least as big as I'm doing, but your own way, there's a mutual respect where I become very interested in that person. Right. What I'm not interested in is what a person wants to do, what their ideas are. What I'm very curious, what I'm very interested in and makes me, you know, want to create a connection with a person is what you've done. To me, like that's common ground, because I think when you've got people doing big things in their own ways, that becomes a common cup of communion that we can both drink from. And, you know, also sound a little cliche, but it also shows like there's some level of reciprocity and equal exchange.
Yeah. Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
I'm going to go with what you know. And I know a lot of people say it's not what you know, it's who you know, but I think it's the opposite, because I'm a self-reliant person. You know, I left home when I was 15 years old, been on my own, either crashing at friends' houses or sleeping on the streets or renting my first apartment when I turned 17. So I've always done everything myself. When I got out of prison, like I talked about earlier, my parents weren't there supportive people. And, you know, my wife left me while I was in there. And so like, just kind of been a lone wolf. And so for me, it's what you know, because like in this situation, you know, I went in and I learned this stuff and I implemented, but the key to what you know is actually doing it. So we know a lot of people, like I got friends that spent like 5 and 6 years in college and they still work for like 25, 35 grand a year. I know people that go get their master's degrees and PhDs and then become social workers for $20 an hour. and they'll never pay off their college debt. And so it's not what you know matters, but it's doing stuff with what you know that matters the most. Hmm. The same people that have those PhDs go out and start their own private counseling practice and then make $1 million a year.
Right.
So it's what you do with, I think, that matters. And a lot of people will say this, who you know, and it can be for their life. It just wasn't, and it hasn't been for mine.
Totally, totally makes sense. Tell us about a time in your life specifically, Ryan, when a connection led to a moment of success for you.
Well, I mean, just thinking of Michael Reese and Jay Kinder were some guys that I did loans for. And we went out, I got some tickets to Joe Rogan 3 or 4 months ago, like his stand-up comedy act. Mm-hmm. And I hit up Mike and Jay, to mine. And so I hit them up and said, hey, you guys want to go out to these Joe Rogan? I got these 4 tickets. We can go. And they said, hey, yeah, I've got a guy, David Goggins, this. So yeah, I know who that is. And they're like, he wants to go with us too. And so inviting them and being their friends, you know, I got to meet David. And David, I just picked him up Sunday from the airport and we're in talk some pretty cool stuff together. And nothing's finalized yet, but they don't call me the closer for nothing. You know, I'm sure that I'll make it happen. And that's a time when like some friends, somebody that I've done business with and some friends introduced me to somebody else just by accident. So it's not even like they were saying, you know, here's a referral for somebody that you can do some life-changing stuff. And if they're just like, hey man, do you mind if this really cool guy that was a Navy SEAL for 16 years rolls with us? So, I mean, that's one recent example that I can think that's huge. You know, like I said, I got to go pick him up from the airport and have some private time with him on Sunday. And he's an amazing dude. You know, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's an amazing guy. He was a SEAL for 16 years. He holds the record for the fastest person to run 100 miles. He's like,
wow.
He holds the record for doing like 4,600 chin-ups in a day or something like that. Like, he's a machine. And, you know, being able to be friends with somebody who's obviously killed a lot of people. I mean, he was a Navy SEAL for 16 years. And he's one of the deadliest dudes on the planet because he just don't stop. I mean, he can run 100 miles. I mean, that is like unheard of.
Right.
And that was like probably one of the coolest connections ever. And today, right before we started doing this, I was on the phone with Ken Shamrock that came as a connection from somebody else. And he's a really cool guy. You know, I grew up watching him on TV fight and stuff like that. And then talking to him on the phone today through a mutual friend, I think we're going to be able to do some really cool stuff together too. He's got a really cool chin-up bar that they're selling. It's like a total gym type of thing. But anyway, mm-hmm. So like connections have allowed me to meet a lot of celebrities over the years.
So this is the question I ask everybody that ever comes on to get this conversation headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
So do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important and why?
I genuinely believe from the bottom of my heart, you got to have both. Mm. I think they both serve a purpose. So for example, with networking with me is I'm very like independent and like our company, we like kind of stay ourselves. We didn't really team up or meet up with too many people for a long time. And part of the reason was for that is because I didn't feel like I had something to bring to the table. Hmm. So for example, like everybody, like if someone can network, right, they may say things like, I want to network with Tony Robbins, right? Who would be considered world-class, maybe one of the top entrepreneurs right now that's out there. But if I asked them, if you were sitting with Tony Robbins, how could you help him? They'd probably be like, quiet, well, I couldn't. I just, you know, I want him to help me. And it makes it all about you. And that's never worked for any networking situation. So make sure you come to the table and you got your thing. So my thing is that I can make videos that's self. Mm-hmm. And I can do it on social media. I can do it better than almost anyone in the world, most people in the world.
Yeah.
And because of that, if I was sitting across from Tony Robbins right here, or whoever, or Damon John sat in that chair or this chair, I can sit there and I can feel great about myself because I know if he gave me any of his companies, I can make more sales for them leveraging this stuff. And I know it better than anyone on his team.
Yeah.
So even though he's got way more business knowledge in this, more money, more TV time, all of these things, I got my thing that allows me to contribute, which makes networking way easier.
Yeah.
And secondly, I also have audience. I have reach. We have people. So when I go up to, you know, that other person and they want to promote their book, I have an audience to do that to. And if I tell people about my book, they will buy it.
Yeah.
So again, just being aware that in order to make the big relationships you really want to connect with, you got to have something to bring to the table. Also too, Kevin O'Leary said this once, which is another shark, Shark Tank, one of my favorite shark. And Kevin O'Leary says, someone asked him a question in an interview, like, how do you meet people like blank, you know, the Cubans and all this stuff? And he said, very simple. You pay them. People go, wait, I don't understand. Like, I don't have any money to pay them. Yeah, that's the point. You haven't created enough value to even be able to afford them. So your chance of being able to sit at the table and eat with them is rare. Yeah. And then at one point you get enough like audience and value to the point where it's a mutual exchange. Right. So now when I meet most people, it's like, cool, I know what you do, I need to do. There's mutual respect there. Like, let's get together. And money's not a discussion.
Right.
But while I was getting things going, pay for someone to come.
Right.
Because once people see that one person you're associated with, to attract the rest becomes way easier. So do not be afraid to pay for something. Are you kidding me? That's the fact that you could afford to pay them says it all.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
it's all about the value exchange.
Yeah.
If you can't,
it's a trade. It's trading. Yeah. You know?
If you can't afford to pay, then you got to figure out a different way to add value. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the difference though between the people who will connect with somebody and build a real relationship and the people who will run up to somebody at an event, shake their hand, take a selfie, and then post it on Instagram like they're best buds. But then the other person has no idea who they are.
Exactly.
Right? It's all about that positioning, which all stems from how much value you can add
to
somebody. Can you talk about like a couple ways when you don't pay? So like if you're not paying somebody for coaching, but you want to connect with them, can you talk about a couple different ways that you add value?
So like it's always going to be independent and subjective based on your skill set. Mm-hmm. So like for me, for example, like Rob Dyrdek is someone who I've always looked up to forever. Mm-hmm. You know, how would I leverage like getting in front of him when you reach these people and money is not even a motivator, even if you do have it.
Right. Give
it. And so one thing that I would like offer is growth in his companies. He's got a big portfolio of businesses. One thing that I would probably offer is just, hey, I'll do your marketing for free.
Yeah.
Simple, because I know how to do that. Another thing that people are aware of our skill set is videos. We do a lot of videos and they're crazy. So, hey, I'll do a video for you for free. Mm-hmm. But listen, if someone, that only works because in our particular position, our ads have been seen a bunch of times. So if they weren't seen and I was just coming in the beginning trying to get in front of someone, instead of just saying, hey, I'll make you a video, I would just make the video and I would send it to them and say, here is a video for you. Yeah. Do you like it? And then they will probably know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them another video.
Yeah.
And you know, if they don't answer that one, I'm going to make them another video. He's going to have 12 videos. Right. Then finally, you're going to be like, yo, all these videos have been pretty tight. One's going to get to them.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, oh, cool. Can I pay you to do another video?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, so it's just, just take shots, guys. Like, the other thing too is like, don't be afraid of no's. Expect them.
Yes.
Like, you're going to, you will likely hear a no first. That is when any true salesman would tell you, when you hear the no is when the sell begins. Anything before that, you're order taking.
Exactly.
You were selling.
Yep. You know? Yep. Exactly. If you didn't get a no, you didn't work for that at all.
Mm-mm.
Like those are, so I have a water business that's separate, obviously, from the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have door-to-door sales reps that go out and sell my water product.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I tell them. I'm like, look, the difference between making $45,000 a year and $200,000 a year as a salesperson is being a closer. Like the fact that if you can take no's, then you can like go door-to-door and you can still make money. It's just a numbers game at that point. But you're going to be in that $50,000-$60,000 range. But if you can go and then learn how to flip those no's and turn them into the yes, now you can unlock like real income potential and make it happen that way. And now coming into the podcasting world, I've learned rejection on a whole new platform, bro, because like door to door, like I don't care at all what like Joe Schmo says about it, right? Like Joe Schmo slams the door in my face, tells me to get the F off his porch. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But when I'm reaching out to like somebody that I like really respect and admire, and I'm like, hey man, we'd love to have you come on my show. Love to, you know, and they're like, no, just like, ah, that one hurt a little bit more. But yeah, you just have to expect it. It's just part, it's literally just part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a lot of times, especially with people that you're trying to connect with, a lot of times it's like literally people take it so personally.
Yeah.
And it's not personal
at all.
It's
never personal.
Like, for instance, with you, how many people do you have like reaching out to you like on a weekly basis?
I can count.
Literally, can't count them. So people take it so personally. They're like, well, he talks about helping people, but he won't even respond to my message.
Oh my God, it's like, bro, we have so many of those. I'm just like, stop, stop. Or people too, what we get a lot of is people get mad that we don't take their money, you know? And I'm like, look, that's the difference in where we're at as a company. It's like, you're not seeing Billie Jean 6 years ago where I'd do anything for a buck because I needed it. Like people are like, I had hard earned money, but they literally put me on a wait list and made me fill an application and I just got over it. Exactly. We don't want to fucking work with you. That's like the point of the process.
If that was all it took for you.
We're not interested. So it's just funny, man. Well, dude, I appreciate this, man. This is good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's boil it down. One thing, one like networking tip, like one thing that you would say hey, if you implement this into your life tomorrow, you will start to see some more success with this?
If I had to pick a 2018 right now, today thing, you always got to follow the trends. Trends will bring you a lot of success if you can get on top of one. One trend that's happening right now is people are realizing the importance of video. And it's been happening for a little bit now, but the thing is a lot of people still aren't using them in their business. And so something that everybody that's listening right now can do if you're trying to get in front of that person is make them a good video. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, I don't know how to make videos, but you don't have to. Go to a website like Upwork.com, Fiverr.com, and have someone, you can look at their portfolios, their resumes, the videos they've done in the past, and literally have them do it. And they'll do it for like cheap. And you just kind of broker that and be the middle person there. And there you go. You found a way in. So I would say that's a pretty cool tip, but to get in front of, at least for entrepreneurs, yeah. And entrepreneurs listen to this podcast, everyone needs videos, and that's a pretty good way to get in front of them is leverage video. And you don't even have to be able to make videos.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about how we've been able to get some of the guests to come on the show, I've created a totally free resource called Meet Your Hero. So if you'd like to connect with people you respect and admire that are difficult to reach, you're going to want to go to travischappell.com/hero to take action and start that training today. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.